You may know Idina Menzel as the Tony Award-winning star of the musicals If Then, Wicked, and Rent. Millions of movie fans know her best as the voice of Princess Elsa in the Disney mega-hit Frozen, with her performance of this Oscar-winning song.
Let it go, let it go. Can't hold it back anymore. Let it go, let it go.
Now, Idina Menzel has a new Christmas album. It's called Holiday Wishes, and she joins us from New York to talk about it. Welcome.
Hi.
Well, why a Christmas album for you?
Well, that's sort of a complicated question for me. I actually have come to love the holidays more than I did when I was younger because I have a little boy now. He's 5 years old, and I love sort of discovering them with him. When I was younger, my parents split up right around actually Thanksgiving morning, if you want to be exact, but it makes my mom feel really bad when I keep hitting it over the head. But so the holidays were always a weird time for me. And so now that I have a little boy, it's sort of an opportunity to rewrite that time. And I've always loved the music, and some of the greatest melodies are Christmas songs. And so it all kind of came together, and hopefully it's a new beginning.
You know, my parents also split up right after Christmas, actually. And it's funny when you hear—
Happy New Year.
Yeah, right. Thanks a lot. But after that happens, at least for me, when I would hear Christmas songs, it actually would make me upset.
That's what I'm saying. So the album was hard. When I first picked a bunch of songs for the album, the record label were like, could we make this a little bit more jovial and joyful? Maybe Holly Jolly. But that's why, there's a Joni Mitchell song on there called River. And, there's a melancholy to it because I think that not everybody is going around, having the greatest day or time ever. It brings up a lot of stuff for people, holidays.
One of the things I noticed is that when you sing in Rent or Wicked or Frozen, you're singing songs from the point of view of a character. But when you're singing a Christmas song, often you are not. You're singing as yourself. Do you give yourself another character to sing, or is something else going on?
I think that it's less a difference than you might think, even when singing in character, because it's still me. It's still my soul and my core. And, you can change keys sometimes to bring out different emotions. But for the most part, it's always, whether it's in character or it's an album like this, it's about finding the truth in the song and trying to connect with people as much as possible.
Well, let's take a listen to one. And this is where you are singing sort of as a character here in Baby, It's Cold Outside. This is with Michael Bublé. let's listen.
A character of being very starstruck and flirting with Michael Bublé.
I really can't stay.
Baby, it's cold outside.
I gotta go away.
Baby, it's cold outside.
This evening has been
I'm hoping that you dropped
so
in.
Very nice.
I'll hold your hands, they're just like mine.
There's a funny story with that, if we have time.
Yeah, sure.
We were given our recordings to listen to and decide if there were things we wanted to fix and everything. And he sent one of the copies back to me. And at the end of the song, he's supposed to finally have convinced me to stay with him inside and have this warm, wonderful evening. But he recorded something like, well, on second thought, maybe I'll go. And so I hear that, and I said, oh, my God, I feel like I'm an eighth-grade girl being dissed for the dance back in middle school. This is my album. I mean, I know he's Michael Bublé, but he could be nicer. And it turns out that was a total joke. The one he sent back to the record label that he liked was a completely different version. And that was for me. And then he felt so badly when I told him that it triggered all these horrible memories for me of middle school.
Well, speaking of memories, let's get to a song that you actually co-wrote here. This is December Prayer.
Oh, well, thank you for playing that.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it means a lot to me. I wrote it with the producer of the album, Walter Afanasieff, and Charlie Midnight, my good friends. It's just a song for everyone, no matter what they celebrate, a song for this season about finding peace.
Well, here it is, a little bit of it.
In the touch of a friend, in the breath of a child, in the eyes of a soldier coming home, to his mother's grateful smile.
Certainly more of the melancholy side of the holidays there.
Yeah, I know. I'm like the glass half empty girl. I got to get it together.
Well, tell us about that song and what were you trying to say?
For me, it's about finding inner peace during this time, you know, whether it's reuniting with family or healing if a loss of some sort. It could be as large a scope as peace in the world and as small as just trying to find some kind of serenity for a day, you know.
You also include on this album your take on, as you said, Joni Mitchell's River. Let's listen to that.
It's coming on Christmas. They're cutting down trees. They're putting up reindeer and singing songs of joy and peace. Oh, I wish I had a river I could skate away on.
Now, this is one of her most famous songs. It's been used in films and on TV and covered by dozens of artists. What did you see in this song that made you want to take it on?
I used to have this fear of doing music from the greats, the people that I looked up to. And then I realized these are the songs that I grew up listening to, the songs that move me, the songs that tell a story about me. And why not enjoy? I'm a singer. I love to sing. I just want to sing the music that I grew up listening to.
Well, and certainly to many people, you've reached that level for them with, of course, Let It Go. This is the song that has just hit such a nerve all around the world. Why do you think that that song has really struck a chord with so many people?
Oh, gosh, I'd love to take credit, but, you know, I really think it's a confluence of events. What the song is about, first and foremost, which is a permission to embrace that really amazing power inside you that might scare people and embrace it and celebrate it. Especially women, we want to know that our power and our strength is okay. Also, I think the social media of the time and how every little girl or anyone, a little boy, adult, whoever, today it's a dog apparently is singing Let It Go. Somebody sent that to me. But what a wonderful opportunity for everyone to sort of embrace a song and do their own version and have the opportunity for maybe people to see it and listen to it. I think that's what's new about technology and pop culture these days.
Which brings me to the news that you just made recently by saying that a sequel to Frozen is in the works. Can you tell us anything more about that?
Yeah, I didn't mean to make that news, to be honest. I was just talking to a wonderful journalist who asked, and I said, I assume that there's something in the works. I mean, who wouldn't when you have a huge, successful film? So
so you're saying that, you know, it's not sure, you're not sure whether there is one, or you just
no,
assume that
nothing's
there would
been
be?
Confirmed. I was just saying, yeah, I mean, I hope so. I'm sure. I said, I'm sure something's in the works. That's exactly what I said. I'm sure they got something in the works. There was a figure of speech, and I literally said, ha, 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 and they wrote that in the article, but somehow everybody's picked up that Adina's confirming. I would never take on that responsibility.
But you'd like to be in it if there is one.
Of course.
All right, there we go.
I'd like to be in everything. I want to be in everything that there ever was. I just want to keep working and singing until my face falls off.
Idina Menzel making news and then hoping not to make any news.
Exactly.
Here, it sounds
gosh,
like.
You learn a lot the more you're in the news, huh?
Well, the new Christmas album is called Holiday Wishes, and our best wishes to you this holiday season. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Let your heart be light. From now on, our troubles will be out of sight.
And if you missed what she just said there, you can go to hearandnow.org and listen and read it again and tweet it out and set the record straight. Here and Now is a production of NPR and WBUR. I'm Jeremy Hobson.
I'm Lisa Mullins. This is Here and Now.